Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Don't ever do that again. Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, Shane Todd. I've just ran down Hollywood High Street. What are you doing?
Just giggling.
Why? You in that kind of mood? It's going to be a fun pod. Three cheeky boys.
Yeah.
Before we get into this episode, I'm on tour. I'm going to be in, when this goes out, I'll go on Wednesday. I'll have some Opera House shows. There might be tickets for the show tonight, but the rest of the run sold out. And then I'm going to be in Canada and America again in December. I'm going to be in Toronto, in no particular order, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago. Something like that. Tickets on ShaneTalkComedy.com. Link is in the description. If you want to join the Tea With Me Patreon, here's the sort of thing you can get.
One, two, three.
Good afternoon.
See the West Link.
That is the horniest what? Thing I've ever heard.
Aw, Marvin.
Bring daddy some of those chicken and waffles.
Mr. Potter.
I feel gushy.
This is unbelievable.
This is absolute chaos.
This episode of Tea With Me podcast is sponsored by NordVPN. William, what the hell is a VPN, man?
It's a virtual private network.
Yeah, and James, is that a, right or wrong, is that a tool that safeguards your internet connection and enhances your online privacy or something like that?
I think you're absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah. NordVPN establishes the secure and encrypted tunnel or pathway for your online data traffic. This isn't like here in Bartlett in the West Link, this is flowing nice. The tunnel is impenetrable, ensuring that no one can snoop on your internet activities. And look, there's two guys with internet activities that don't want to be snooped on. They're sitting opposite me. People can't access your personal data. I nearly said, people can access your personal data, which would be such a bad sell.
You don't tell them that bit.
Yeah. I use it on tour to keep a safe and secure connection when I'm in a hotel on public Wi-Fi. I do.
He does.
I do, yeah. Just in case people are like, you know, I don't want people knowing in the hotel that I'm watching Barabest on trains. And not even the program, just FaceTime. Sippers can get an exclusive NordVPN offer at nordvpn.com/teawithme with no risk. Don't think it's risky because it's not. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is basically a guarantee that if in 30 days you can get your money back. Elevate your cybersecurity to the next level by taking advantage of Nord's threat protection feature. Get your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/teawithme to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan. And every purchase, James, every purchase 2-year plan, does that get a 3-month bonus on top?
It does, Shane, yeah.
No, it's four. No. It's four.
Oh, sorry. No.
The link is in the description.
Oh, fucking.
We're also sponsored by none other than Manscaped. Now, I've walked in to see this box here on the table. Dan, are you going to tell me anything about this?
No, just open
people
it.
Love unboxing, don't yeah. they? The unboxing stuff.
Yeah. It's a big box of pubes.
We just use Manscaped.
Who's?
We just ours.
Manscaped?
Just,
what is the it Dutch?
Manscaped. Yeah, we just shaved
Manscaped.
Our pubes.
Manscaped.
They're all for you.
William, I imagine your pubic hair to be very fine. Like weird. Like
an Asian woman's
fine
hair?
Fine as in
yes. Yeah, just yes. long.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you meant fine as in like, oh, he's fine.
Like fine, girl.
Yeah, oh, you got some fine pubes, baby.
By the way, who's this guy? Why are they not using
it? He looks like the guy from Auntie Donna's House of Fun.
Yeah, what is that
Auntie
hair?
Auntie Donna's House of Fun?
It's
Auntie's house.
So this is, what the hell is this I'm looking at?
Actually, my pubes are like Benjamin Franklin's hair.
Dan, is this what I think it is?
Top, like, oh, yeah.
That is.
That sounds cool.
This is the lawnmower, guys. This is the lawnmower 5.0. It's here.
Okay.
It's here. Does that, do you know what I'm going to say? That there's a, I don't know if they're banging the drum about this, but there's a little bit of a design change where that sits very nicely in your palm now. Okay? There's a lock on that. There's a light. I mean, light. That is... That's USB-C. Yeah?
Oh.
That's great. We've got the weed whacker here. And that... see, they've made that more sleek. We've got crop soother. Ball aftershave lotion.
What's crop soother?
What is a crop soother?
Basically, you can put that on your balls after you shave and it'll soothe them.
Oh.
Mm.
Is it? Can it only be used on balls?
Pardon?
No.
There's a new wash bag. I'll be able to take that on my tour. And there's all different kind of... The Lawnmower 5.0 is here, guys. If you want to get any of this stuff, go to manscaped.com. Use the code TWITHME for 20% off and free shipping. The link for everything is in the description.
You strike me as Mama Harry Balls.
What?
No, I think James,
I shave my balls.
I think James B. Harry everywhere yeah. borrows balls.
I keep a fucking clean shop. Is that what it's called? I trim my pubes, basically. Yeah. It looks good.
I thought your pubes would look like Tom Hanks in Castaway. That's genuine. Yeah, I think
it's the beard gives
like.
That impression, yeah. But yeah. It's all good down
it's
there.
It's good there?
Yeah, oh yeah. I feel like you're completely bald down there.
I'm like a wee old rat, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think he keeps a strip.
Oh, just I like, he, yeah. Yeah, for
it's
party time.
It's actually a W shaved into it.
Yeah.
For a wanker. Sorry, man.
I was kidding.
Probably for William, right?
It's for winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, win.
Oh, yeah.
It's a winner's dick.
For Winky.
I like that some people in Northern Ireland, some guys are called Winky as a nickname for William.
Dude,
but that means
what?
Dick. Yeah.
Is that real?
You never met a Winky?
I've never met a Winky. I didn't like. Hey.
You're shaking Sorry. Hands with many a Winky.
Yeah.
What did you call your penis when you were younger?
My wee man.
Techie. Yeah.
Pardon?
Techie?
Yeah, my techie.
Tinky or
techie? Techie. T-I-C-K-Y. Don't know why it was called that.
Your techie?
Yeah. That doesn't sound... It's not techie anymore, all right? Anyway,
it sounds like you're trying to say dicky.
No, yeah. It's techie. I remember it being called...
Techie?
Yeah, I remember being like, my techie? I didn't say it like a Belfast yeah. accent. But yeah, I called it that. Everyone looks really concerned right now.
I used to say my Jimmy.
Your Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy, that's...
My Jimmy, yeah. That's pretty standard.
That's
pretty
good. Jimmy. The wee man. Everyone, you know, people say wee man.
I probably went from Jimmy to Willie at about 8.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. You gotta keep changing the term every couple of years.
Yeah, you can't be like...
At what age does it just...
I can't be calling it techie now.
No, 30. No, no.
At what age does it just become your dick?
Your cock.
No, if it comes, it's your
when does a
techie become Okay, let's go through
cock?
The ages, right? Let's go through the ages.
Oh, God. Okay.
So I think it's your dick from about 10?
At 10,
that's
it becomes
too early.
A dick?
If a 10-year-old is like,
oh,
I'm
sorry.
A dick?
You're right. From 10 to 12, it's wob.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wob. All yeah. right, yeah. Okay.
And then, okay, yeah, maybe it's not dick for a while. I think then maybe from about 12 to 14, it's knob.
Knob. Yeah,
yeah,
knob.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then I'd say for when, probably from when you're like going out age, it becomes your dick.
Yeah.
And then yeah. I think it always stays as your dick, but then there is a phase, yeah, where you're like your cock.
Yeah.
But it's dying out. I can't see young people nowadays
cock
saying
cock. Sounds way too aggressive.
Yeah.
I've never used the word yeah. cock in a serious fashion.
Well, I say it with a silent K.
Cock?
Yeah, like you can't go to the doctor. Should I take my cock out now? You wouldn't say that, like, you know what I mean?
Especially because you're in for
yeah, for
an eyesight test.
Yeah. I'm just in the reception. They're like, please.
I need glasses. Do you want to see my turkey?
That's yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Then when you become an old man, do you sort of does it become?
Does it?
I think there's nothing creepier than calling it your penis.
Yeah.
There's nothing creepier.
Yeah.
When you're an old man, surely you need something, it needs to be called something softer, pardon the pun. Yeah, would it go back to ticky? Yeah?
Or well, no one says that about you.
Yeah, that's just me. What would it,
is that your
what
family
would an old,
thing?
Yeah.
Perhaps, maybe it is now.
Passed
that
down think, through your family?
Yeah, maybe. Neil McKegney, like they
we've got tickies.
Yeah.
God damn, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah,
what would an old man, a Johnson?
Yeah, it's got to be something like Robert. It's got to have a name. Like
yeah,
a
it's not
name.
It's not threatening at all anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever been in a relationship where you have a nickname for your penis?
No,
like the other person does?
No, not yet.
I mean,
William?
What was it?
What was it? Just say.
If I'm in a relationship, it's normally just a random guy's name just for my dick. They'll just refer to it as like, oh, is George about?
But that is so why sometimes is he not about?
So yeah, sometimes he's busy. Yeah.
William screwing it on like a like a snooker
cue. Here comes George.
I've left George at home.
Left George in the park.
She'll be on the bed and I'm in the other room like putting it together like a sniper rifle. Do you not have a pet name for your penis?
No.
No?
No, I think it's weird.
Am I weird doing that?
Yeah. Is it you calling
Frosty
it George?
Has
nah, Frosty did this look. Frosty did this look where it's like you want to gauge the reaction of the room before you say it because he was like,
I think you have a nickname for it.
What's it called?
Yeah, just say it, man.
I'm Big Mike, it's Wee Mike.
I've seen it and it's not Wee Mike.
Hey.
But the same height as you.
I know a guy from Blairn and he's called...
From where?
Blairn, near Garva.
I don't know that.
And he's Willie. His dad's called Willie and he's called Willie, so he's called Big Willie's Wee Willie. So I thought that was pretty
I know his pain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know his pain.
Yeah, yeah.
I hated that. What? It's fine when you're... Yeah, I could call Wee Willie because my dad's Big Willie.
So you're Big Willie's Wee Willie as well?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you have you could say, oh, do you want to meet Wee Willie's Wee Willie?
Yeah.
Just keeps getting smaller like a Russian doll.
Yeah.
It's fun when guys talk about Willies like this because we're not being toxic about it. We're being like, you know...
Yeah.
How can you be toxic about your Willie?
Oh, my cock's so big.
Welcome to tea with me. I'm a fucking root. Do you ever watch porn? You come with NordVPN, fucking.
Okay.
But yeah, no. Because that's why I hate being called Willie. So naturally, every comedian calls me
so
Willie.
So was your penis's nickname George, or was that?
That was a random example. It was always just a guy's name. I think it was Richard at one point.
Richard.
Yeah. It's funny because it sounds like.
But Richard
would like to make an official
Richard
visit.
Sounds like a good name for a penis.
No, I think Richard's not going to give you, like, Richard doesn't sound exciting.
No, no,
you know,
it sounds like an
Richard's going to, wait till Richard gets in you.
You want something like Blaze? Like something like,
That was too specific to not be a thing.
What?
Wait till Shadow Wolf is out.
Yeah, Shadow Wolf.
Shadow Wolf's class. Yeah, that's really good.
Look, you're going to go home now and be like, we'll call it Shadow
Jet Stevens.
Jet Stevens, yes.
Something like that. If you could, did you ever think when you were younger, if you could pick a name, but for your actual name as a person, what you would be? You know what I mean? I remember being like, oh, I wish I could be called something else. But now I love my name, but there was a time where I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, I still don't like my name.
I do like my name, James, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
If I could have went by Liam, I would have.
Liam?
Because Liam Gallagher.
Well, Liam is derived from William. It's the last four William? Letters.
Will Liam?
Yeah.
Will Liam.
Will Liam, that's correct.
All right, Liam.
So it is derived from William, so I wanted to be called Liam, but...
Would you hate to be called Jim?
No.
Really?
That's my dad's name, so I don't really mind. I've been called James, Jimmy, Jim. Every
Jamesy?
I was called Jay for a whole year in America. I know it was very weird.
You're not a Jay.
It was strange, man. I felt like a different person because everybody just instantly started calling me that.
You can't really do anything with my name. You can't make it shorter.
Shaney. Like, yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
Shanstifer. Yeah.
Shano.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you want to change your name to?
Like Steel or something when I was younger.
Steel
Todd. You want to be Gladiator, were you?
Steel Todd sounds like a name for a cock.
Steel Yeah. Attaching your Steel Todd. Guys, good to... I've been away. It's good to get back in the studio, in the routine of things. What?
This is the way you're like, that's a good name for a cock. It's good to be home, guys. That's what I call my dick and balls. Do you know, Jeffrey, just be grateful for life.
Can I say, you're both looking really healthy.
Oh, really?
You I feel like shit. He's lost a lot, like toned up.
Lost a lot of weight, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, I want you to put it back on.
Yeah, I do you know what I liked? Yeah. I liked being chubber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Fuck I thought off. It was funner.
Yeah.
I just ate anything. I was like, hey, yeah. I got a wee belly. Do you know what I mean?
Willie, you're looking radiant, mate.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are glowing. Like, your hair looks... recently washed.
I've actually... Cheers, man.
Have you washed your hair? How was Ulster Hall, mate?
It's fine. It was a nice time.
It was phenomenal.
Were you there, Dan?
No, but I've just heard reports from everybody.
Everyone said it was
amazing.
It was lovely. Yeah, it was a good time.
Smashed it. Killed it.
You know what I'm like? I'm very uncomfortable with self-compliments.
What was it like compared to what you thought it was going to be like?
It was like you know, I've done it with other people about 4 or 5 times, so the expectation of what's this going to be like isn't really there. So right. I think everyone's least favorite solo is in the Ulster Hall. It's still a good thing to do. It's mental that I sold it, but you know what I mean. It's out of the bigger stages.
Yes.
Everyone I know who's done it comes off going, "Is that all right?
Did you have fun, Jibs?"
I did have fun, yeah. But I did come off saying that. And I was like, oh. But it was good crack.
Yeah, Luke McGibbon was bouncing off walls.
Oh,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Luke was so excited after it. He yeah.
was like a freshly watered puppy. Gremlin. He was just running around the place.
What did you do after it?
We went to Marcus Board.
Yeah, a few pints. I bounced early. You.
Fuck off. See the way he says, what's the name of that bar you just went, Jibs?
Marcus Board.
Fuck, are you being serious? You're winding me up?
That's what it's called.
Yeah, the Marcus Ward, yeah.
Don't be a dick.
No, that's what it's called, is it not?
It's called the Marcus Ward.
No, it's not a place in a hospital. It's Marcus Ward. We've been through this.
It's not Marcus Ward. It's not all one word. The Marcus Ward. You fucked me off by agreeing with him and saying it the way he says it.
He's told me what it's called. This is what I've Marcus learned from Ward. Him. Yeah, the Marcus Ward.
Who is the guy who used to do stand-up and used to do the thing about the drink driving thing and he would lay the microphone stand down on its side? Bald.
Who's that?
What?
Did a double header with Mickey in Edinburgh years ago.
Jim Owen?
First name Rory. What was he called?
Rory Ward?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can say it?
Marcus Ward. Rory Ward.
What's the name? It's not the Rory Ward.
He's not called Rory Ward. He's called Rory Ward.
You're saying the same thing to me?
No, I'm not.
I'm
Marcus Ward. I'm going to the Marcus Ward. What you're saying is, I'm going to fucking close my head.
This is like the...
That's what you say.
Do you remember the dress that was like golden white?
No, because you can see that two ways. You can only say this one way.
Right.
The Marcus Ward. What you can't say... No, I said it there.
Hey!
Right. It's called the Marcus Ward.
The Marcus Ward.
The Marcus Ward. The Marcus Ward.
The Marcus Ward.
Here's what you're saying.
Right.
The Marcus Ward.
They sound the same.
Nah,
the Marcus Ward.
And did
the
you,
Marcus Ward.
Did you always get drunk after?
I couldn't even. Tried.
I couldn't even get drunk.
Couldn't.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Like, fuck no. Like, I did give it a go. But yeah. Like, 6 drinks in and you're like, I could drive home. Not legally, but I could drive home right now. Like.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah, I did. I did. Bus full of people. It was lovely.
And then you did the boy band thing at Kieran's show. Yeah. Were you nervous for that?
Not nervous. Nervous isn't the word. Infuriated was the word.
So hold on. So by the way, for anyone who doesn't know, at the end of Kieran's show, did I do you guys go to Kieran's show? Foster man. So Kieran got in touch with me like a couple of months ago. He's like, mate, I want to do a boy band medley at the end of the show. Would you be up for it?
Yeah.
And I said, yep, I'm in. Then I realized that's when I'm going to be in America. So I was like, mate, I'm not going to be there for it. And he goes, right. But he told me there was going to be multiple rehearsals.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Pineapple Dance Studio. Like, remember Louis Spence?
Yes.
Louis Spence, darling. Right. He told me it was going to be.
I miss that.
See, if it was 2009, that would fucking
yeah.
Louis Spence, darling. There's no work in being Louis Spence impersonator. There's no work in being Louis Spence.
Not anymore, no.
So, Kieran was like, "Maybe we're going to be rehearsing flat out." So then I asked him like a couple of days before the show. I was like, "How's that all coming?" He's like, "Yeah, we're going to do the rehearsal."
Yeah.
Tomorrow was like the day before the show or something.
Yeah. We did 2 or 3 to be fair.
Right.
By the end of it.
Who was leading it? Butler?
Butler.
Was he infuriating? Yeah? Because I love Aaron Butler's really good friend of mine.
Yeah.
But I can picture his energy as a choreographer and I don't think I'd like it. So talk me through. Where did you do it, by the way? Where were you guys?
Some dance studio in Boucher, which I was nervous about because I have a parking ticket from there that I haven't paid. Do you remember? Because I refused to pay because it's not a real company. Right. Oh, so yeah, I'm now, you know, I'm like, if I get clamped, because I'm coming here to dance, you know, Kiri's getting that bill.
Yeah.
Because I'm not paying the fucking ticket.
Yeah.
So it was already on edge.
Right.
And here's the thing, right? I don't know how to
see in that
this.
Shirt. You look like a weird military dictator. Yeah. It'd be so easily overthrown.
If I had your beard,
oh,
I'd look like a wee Castro.
Oh, you would actually.
Do you know who you are? Castro's wee spoiled son who fucks it, fucks the whole thing.
But here's the thing,
Puba?
I'm not, and I don't want. Like, Butler is amazing. Like, he is amazing
He's going to be brutal to him here.
This is a...
By the way, the bitchiest start to a sentence ever. Butler's a great dancer. He's a great dancer. Okay?
I'll fit. I'll take Nam away from him.
The kid can pirouette.
Yeah.
But.
I'm like your ma after three bottles tonight. He's a great dancer. I'm saying that.
He's a terrible husband, but he's a brilliant dancer.
I'm not going to bed. I'm not going to bed. It's my night too. Am I not allowed to enjoy myself? For some reason, don't know what it is. Man dancing pisses me off.
Right.
Not like, you know, on the nightclub throwing shapes.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there being like, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it's pirouette. No, it's just... I'm fucking raging. And I don't know what that is.
But did you not think it would be like this getting into it?
I thought it would be, you know, a bit of like silliness, a bit of crack, and it was so...
Oh, right, so it was too serious.
So serious.
And you couldn't shake that rage.
Like, I imagine Butler doing this quite a bit. Guys, you know, on me.
Yeah. Do you know what he did quite a bit? Like, if you did something bad, do you ever have, like, you know, your sister has, like, a camp mate who won't bitch about you, but you do something, and he'll look at her and be like...
Do the eye roll, and he
does that, and I'm like... I'm sitting there.
I can totally see that.
I'm sitting, you know, fucked up a fucking spin or something, and he'll pull off face, and I'm like, you got a problem, Butler. Like,
yeah.
But it's a me problem.
Yeah. You probably looked really hard in the dance studio.
You got a problem?
What are you saying, mate?
Just dancing.
Throwing jazz hands. Right, so.
But,
by the way, what were you getting it at the start? Like, would you say.
It took about an hour before it really started to click.
Yeah,
but it worked in the end. It was good. I hated it so hard.
You didn't even as you stepped on that stage, you didn't.
Yeah,
enjoy that.
No, I did. Like, I was. If you could see my face on stage, like, actively,
you regretted it.
That's weird energy to be doing a boy band medley in bad form.
Yeah,
I think it weirdly made it funnier.
Right,
because I was like, am I supposed to leave you now?
So, what were you annoyed at? Were you annoyed that there'd be too much work put into it?
Dudes dancing. Pisses me off.
That's exactly what you signed up for.
I know. No, this is
seeing this boy band medley we did. They were dancing.
This is what I'm telling. I didn't know I had.
You didn't.
I didn't know,
that was,
this
like,
annoyed me until I was doing it, and then I'm like, fucking, I hate this.
Right.
Like, I'd be watching Billy Elliot going, "Your da has a point.
He's right."
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When he's like, all I want to do is dance. I'm like, you're living in Thatcher.
Shame him.
Yeah. Shame you're living in Thatcher Britain, mate.
Yeah.
Get down the fucking mines. Your family's in poverty. Put the leotard down. Pick up a fucking spanner. Fix the drains or something. Do you know what I mean?
By the way, that's so funny that you didn't know what they would take into a mine. Like, just you. You're like Zoolander when he goes in. Hey, Dad.
A spanner.
But he should be working. I agree with that.
Whatever he's doing, just hitting something.
All right, just be coming home covered in dirt. Like, I'm that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not the shit on Butler or anything, because he's a me, is not it? It's a me thing. It's a me.
That's so passive aggressive.
No, it's not.
It's not him, it's you.
Yeah, I'm fully aware it's me, because it just pissed me off.
And when yous were actually did anyone fuck anything up?
Yeah, me constantly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I kept getting things wrong and then refusing to fix it.
Kieran clicking was so funny, because there's no way his hands can make a noise when he clicks.
They edited that in after. Yeah.
He's like, Charlie's Dan, always silly. He just has like big fake hands. Yeah.
Did the crowd really go for it?
Yeah, they loved it.
Were you there,
I think?
No, I didn't get a go. Yeah. But it looked amazing.
Why, were you grounded?
Yeah, no, that sounded like I wasn't allowed to go. Yeah, but not.
Did you get grounded when you were younger? I was never grounded.
I was grounded once. And then my ma immediately ended that. Dad grounded me, and mum was like, get that.
I was never grounded in my life.
You got grounded all the fucking time.
Did you?
I got in trouble.
I didn't even do shit.
I got in trouble. But.
You learned your lesson immediately.
But yeah, but they just weren't into like grounding as a method of.
I thought you were going to be like, they weren't in.
Yeah.
Tennis was just the way out.
No, I think my dad would be like, if I got told off or something, you've been told off for it. And he's like, why make you just sit in the house?
I think I was the same, yeah.
You know?
With the
grounded flat out.
Fucking all the time.
Really?
I used to get in trouble for so much shit.
Yeah.
And see, when you're grounded, they were just like, you just sat in the room. That was it. For how long?
Yeah, sit in the room with all your toys.
Yeah, like, it's weird.
But you weren't allowed to play them, and I had to leave the door open. No, like, when you have a girlfriend over, and you have to leave the door open. My mum, if I was grounded, had to leave the door open to make sure I wasn't playing with my toys.
Right. So how long would you be grounded for?
Like a weekend.
A weekend?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
That sucks so bad.
It's like an hour or something.
Nah, man.
A weekend,
dude.
And you have to sit in your room and not.
Yeah.
Play with anything?
Yeah, and wasn't allowed to read books or nothing. Which, as a nerd,
that would have been my punishment. Read. Sit in that room and read.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. Yeah. I'd have hated that. No, I just think, I think grounding is like a bit weird. It depends. Like, I don't know. I can
see your point, but have you ever, you know, met someone who has kids and you're like, discipline them in some way because he's a wee bastard?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you ever, like a restaurant, you're sitting having dinner and someone's kid's up and just running about over at other people's tables, and I'm like, so smack your kid.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Like,
or at least allocate somebody to smack your kid.
Give your kid an iPad to sit for 2 hours
kid,
for an inch of the
Give room. Your kid a fucking uppercut and tell him to mind his manners.
My kids aren't into iPads.
They're not into uppercuts.
They're not family uppercuts.
I'm trying and they're just looking at me like, aye, nice one.
Yeah.
I box at the altar hall. Now they just, we have, like, for flights and stuff.
Yeah.
We'd be like, let's get them watching an iPad for them. They
not interested.
They couldn't care less. And what they might, like, eventually.
What do they want to do?
On a flight?
Just in, like, instead
party?
Of... Yeah. Shot.
Walk about.
Just down her butt.
Yeah. Okay. They don't get... You're trying to basically explain you have to sit in this seat for multiple hours. They're like, no, I want to walk down there.
Would you let them get up and walk?
I will... It's so difficult.
Yeah.
It really is, because you're like... You know, you think a kid, you go like, here, sweets... We can watch something. You can do colouring in.
Yeah.
There's no Kieran on flights. There's a big Harry moment.
One big Harry.
You bring all this gear. It lasts for 6 minutes. You're like, you get all
my fucking life. Party,
you get all this.
I know your problem.
Sign of a good party.
Me and you fly to Scotland tomorrow. I'm like, here, sniff at. Oh, we're going away tomorrow.
We are, yes.
I love going. Can I say something?
Yeah.
We live in an age where like especially comedians, like, we're good at taking the piss out of each other and ourselves. Yeah. Let me say something really genuine. This man's a pleasure to travel with.
Really?
We have a nice
good travel buddy, yeah?
Yeah, great travel buddy.
How so?
Never complains. Mm-hmm. Even at times when it pisses me off that he doesn't. Like, Willie will, like, fall. He'll be, like, sore with his muscles. He'll be, like, fully, like, muscles contracting.
Yeah.
He'll fall going across the road. He'll get ran over by a van. And you'll be like, man, are you okay? And instead, like, all you want is a tiny bit of him being like, nah, that was sore when that lorry ran over my body. He's like, nah, no good. Like, he can do that.
He's stronger than trucks.
Yeah.
He can never go, nah, man, I'm struggling.
It's because I'm afraid I'll get grounded if I do.
Yeah. It's the PTSD, trauma man. Coming back, lad,
but
yes.
And also, he never turn anything down when you're traveling. You'll never really? Be, I could be like, man, do you want to go down this mine and we could work for a day? And he'd be like, yeah, man. So he brings enthusiasm to everything he does. Yeah.
If you go, do you want to go dancing for a day? I might tell you to fuck yourself, but anything else, a lot of
Wait
fun.
Till we get over to Edinburgh. I booked him a butler for 12 hours.
I'd kill him. I'd honestly kill him. I'd do the time happily.
I thought we could go see a football match in Scotland, but it's fucking international break.
Ah, that would have been brilliant. Scotland not playing at home.
They are, but it's an evening kickoff.
Going to the spooky dungeons.
We've done it.
Oh, you've done it.
Oh,
it's good, isn't it?
I told this story at a gig in the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Because there was a guy in the front row of the show
right.
who was Scottish, and the support act had been talking to him.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, I've been to Scotland. Let me tell you about this. And I opened the gig with it. So me and Willie were, this is what, 4 years ago?
Longer.
More?
6 years ago.
Right. And we were in Edinburgh and we needed something to do, like an activity during the day, because a lot of comics will like just sleep all day or just sit. And
jacket.
I need activities.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Do you want to go do activities? I'm like, yeah, send me the boner. Yeah, I'd love to.
I want to annihilate my ticket.
Go take a wee man out for a walk, but it's all right, he can win.
I'm grounding your dick when we're away.
Whoa, all right.
Wait.
Except the door open.
So I was like, we should go and do the haunted dungeon tour. He's like, yes, 100%. And I didn't know what, you know, I was like, this will be really fun. And we got an Uber from the hotel to the dungeons, and I said to him, here, we're looking out for a guy called Majid. You know, it tells you the Uber driver's name.
Right, yeah.
So Majid's coming in like a white Skoda or something. And you know with an Uber, it's like you see on the map where the driver is.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So he's getting really close. So I'm like, brilliant, with the wait right here. And this, like, I'm waiting for Majid, right? So I was like, look out for Majid.
Yeah.
And this, like, bald, middle-aged, white Scottish man pulls up in a white Skoda, puts his window down. He's like, all right, lads. And I'm like, yeah, mate, all good, all good. He's like, you waiting for a lift? I was like, yes, mate, but we're waiting for Majid. And like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we're not, you're not our guy.
You're not Majid.
Like. I said, no, no, we're waiting for someone. And he just looked at us up, looked at us and went, no, lads, I'm Majid. Yeah. Me and Willie were like,
I generally thought it was a UDA man on the run.
You just stole Majid's car.
Yeah.
And you're no
So
collectors.
We got in and we're like, I was like, Willie, ask him, find out why he's called Majid. I'm like, get into a conversation and let's find out with this guy who looks like a Barry or a Cliff or something. Let's find out why he's called Majid. Let's work this out. Because the guy couldn't have looked more Scottish. And I was like, there'll be a cool story behind this. Then before we could get into that, Majid was like, where are you off to? I said, we're going to dungeon tour. And like the scariest guy you've ever met, he just went like, but like the friendliest guy, but really scary.
Yeah.
He just doesn't look back at us and goes, I'm banned for the dungeon tour. I mean, I said to Willie, I was like, it doesn't matter. He is Majid. It doesn't matter. He can be called, he can be called whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
And we were like, why? What happened, man? And he, you know, like if you've done this tour, it's all like amateur dramatic actors pretending to be old and like to jump out at you, know?
Oh, yeah.
To make you jump. Yeah. So like, I remember.
It's people like Butler dressed up in Scary Cup.
Yeah. Hello.
I'm the wee dancing boy of Scotland. They killed me for dancing.
Rightfully so. I'm joking.
So, and if people pop out at you and all be like, oh, I'm wee Jimmy and all. And it's like, you weren't Skechers, man, so shut up. I saw you in Nando's 20 minutes ago.
That's what goes, I'm wee Jimmy. It's like, you had 2 hours to come up with a backstory. You came up with, I'm wee Jimmy.
Wee spooky Jimmy. Right,
so we said to Majid as we were like pulling up at this place, I was like, oh man, it's crazy. Why are you banned from the dungeon tour? And he was telling us that like, he was on a date, like a first date. Years ago in the dungeon tour, and he's like, William Wallace jumped out at me, right? Like at the end of the tour, William Wallace pops up, and we were like, oh, crazy, did he make you jump? He goes, I chinned the cunt. So he's like fully smacked one of the actors.
William Wallace,
so like William Wallace comes out, this fella comes out in full, like William Wallace, like the Scottish paint over his face.
Yeah.
Majid has the arm around the woman, see, button smacks him. And we were like, oh, that's mental. And I think Mayor William joked, like, I'm sure there was no second date. He's like, I'm married to her. Like, this woman saw this and was like, that's William my guy. Took them like 30 years to bring the English to bring down William Wallace. All you needed was a middle-aged taxi driver with a name that doesn't really fit anything about him.
You just didn't get that information out of him?
No, we got out of the...
you just laughed at me.
We got out of the Uber pronto.
It wasn't even stopped.
But what are we gonna do? Where are we flying to? Edinburgh? Is Edinburgh first or Glasgow?
It's Edinburgh. It's Edinburgh Saturday, Glasgow Sunday.
So we've more time.
It's there, by the way.
In Glasgow.
Yes. Yes.
We need a day activity.
We do. I don't know if you'd enjoy it. I'd love a wee VR experience. But
they're quite fun though. They can be good.
You see, he wouldn't like
You don't
it.
Like that.
I prefer
reality.
RL.
Real life.
Real life.
Bro.
Real life.
IRL.
What, like when we went to that castle in Wales and then found out it was like £8 in and went, fuck this.
But like, yeah, the virtual reality thing is like, let's go outside and do something.
What can we do in virtual reality, yeah. Bro?
You can shoot arrows at orcs. It's awesome.
Yeah, like coming at you in waves and you're just, do you know what I mean?
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's so fun.
You can't do that in real life.
What else can you do? Can you like drive in it and stuff?
Certain ones you can, yeah. It's just games. So when you like video games, but you're in them and you it completely feels like you're
Have you not played the one down at York yet?
There's one in York yet?
Yeah, dude.
No.
The whole virtual reality
one
thing.
Time I was going to the cinema? Go to that?
Yeah, years let's do that
ago,
next time.
Years ago, I was doing The Empire, and Matthew Collins was there. Do you know Matthew?
No.
Did stand up years ago.
Don't think I ever met him.
Did stand up years ago. Comes to The Empire a lot. Just a big comedy fan. And he was hanging out, and he brought this like VR headset, and this is before I... VR headset.
Nice.
Backstage. Now, this is like... this is like 10 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
So I'd never seen one. And he showed us this thing. I think he was maybe developing this.
Right.
And you were standing on top of a skyscraper. And there was like a walkway. And he's walk off the end of it. And everyone put it on. And they were like, no. Comedians were like, I can't. And they were like, they couldn't move their legs. They were like, I understand. I'm just standing in a corridor in the Empire.
But you're feeling the real
But I think
fear
I'm going to die if I walk off the end of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I put it on just standard. I was like, I'm in the Empire, man. Yeah. I'm not going to die. It'd be so sad if I did die.
Yeah, take it off yours.
You just collapse to the floor.
I walked down a staircase by mistake. Yeah. This is so real.
It really hurts.
I'm paralyzed, man. This is so crazy.
James, can you reach my water?
Yeah.
What can we do? James, what are you doing this weekend?
Fuck all.
Do you want to come with us? Do you want to come with us for a crack?
Oh, maybe, yeah. Sorry, that sounded like a jizz there. That could be interesting. When are you going? Like, literally tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Perhaps, lad. That could be interesting. Like. Sorry, it comes out every time I hear it.
Do you want to come?
What time is going?
We're on different flights. I'm on like at 2 p.m.
I'm on 2:45.
Oh, then we're on the same flight.
Yep. Sick, man.
Again,
yeah.
He has burnt to all of this.
Do you want to go?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's a fun time. Come with.
Yeah.
We'll do VR and all that.
Let's do it, lads.
Would you want to go to Wings in Edinburgh or can you eat there? My treat.
Wings?
By the way, the way you said my treat, even the thing we did with your tongue wasn't as creepy as the way you went, my treat. My treat. Oh god, what poor girls have heard that.
My treat.
Not many. I'm not like, do you all come get chicken wings?
You want me to go down on you? My treat.
Do you want me to wipe that off the wall? My treat. Sorry, it's not what you think it is. It's
what did you offer him before that? It was chicken wings. Chicken wings. Missed that bit. Yeah.
Yeah, we could go there.
Yeah, because I don't know if you can eat there or not. Yeah,
I can.
It's this restaurant in Edinburgh. I'm doing a Karen thing of a plug here. The only thing on the menu is chicken wings.
Okay.
The menu is sauce. The sauce that it's cooked in. And there's about 50 sauces.
Okay, so it's just checking which sauce do you want with these wings, basically.
Yeah. Let me tell you guys something right now. All
right.
Austin, Texas, a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I was fucking
up. Let's talk food first.
Yeah.
Went to a place as soon as we arrived called Terry Black's.
Right.
Which is like what I would say the tour. Oh, please make more noise.
I'm sorry.
It's like the touristy barbecue place.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guarantee it's been featured on Man vs. Food. There's a line out the door. There's outdoor seating. It looks small. You go into it, it's like a big massive hall. And you're like, they literally, you don't stop moving when you walk in. They're firing out. So the first station, you get two sides.
Yeah.
So no chips, like anywhere in Austin, really, that we went.
Fries, not a fries?
No, they're more into like beans.
Sweet corn.
Beans, corn, coleslaw, bread.
Right, okay.
All that kind of stuff. So you get your sides. I got pickled onions, jalapenos. No, pickles.
Yeah.
And something else. And then you go to the meat station. Let me tell you something right now.
The meat station. Yeah. Sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like what?
Cool place.
Sounds like you go with porta carbon outside of Sandra.
Go to the meat station. Really? You've got brisket, beef ribs, pork ribs, turkey, something else. And this stuff, like, they just have big blocks of it.
Yeah.
And machetes.
They just...
And like, how many people is it for? You tell them, cut it up, whack it all on a scale for you. And we got... We split brisket and ribs. Oh. Take it outside. Sat out in the sunshine.
You and Niall.
Oh, the food? I thought you had the food and then just scrapped outside for a week.
Yeah, stuck it outside.
I'm taking your fucking jaw off, cunt.
But they have like a few different barbecue sauces. It was incredible. But see, then at the comedy club on the last night, one of the comedians was chatting, oh, where have you eaten when you were here? And I told him that place. And he's like, I shouldn't be telling you this, but there's a place we don't tell the tourists about.
Oh, shit.
And he's whispering, no, come here. It's called, I can't say, I'll tell you after. Right? I wouldn't be allowed to say it. But we went on our last day. And this place is a little bit out of the city.
Next level.
But it wasn't like, it didn't look. If you saw my feed the first time, you'd go, and then you saw the second plate. There was less on the second plate.
But the taste factor.
See this brisket, lads? I can still, like, now I'm thinking about it, my mouth watering, like, inside.
Yeah,
like,
just
there.
The wee set.
Oh, it was just unreal, this brisket.
Anytime I see people upload pictures of food they get in Austin, it looks insane.
It's unbelievable.
I get heartburn looking at it.
Yeah.
Like, it looks intense.
But it was all, anywhere I went was real barbecue or Mexican.
Right, okay.
That's what it was. But the food there is just
phenomenal.
Unreal.
Yeah, then they come here and they're like, what the
glass
actual
bottles
fuck?
Of Coke.
Oh, nice and, yeah.
And I had Mexican Coca-Cola in San Diego.
What's the difference?
It is nicer.
Really?
I don't know whether it's a mind thing. Has anyone had Mexican Coke? It's like, it's like different sugar. They use like raw cane sugar or something.
Oh, is that when they literally like make it right in front of you? They put the syrupy shit and then they, no, it's different. That's
no,
not
it's
it.
Different.
No.
But it tastes like slightly less fizzy and a lot more smooth. But I don't know whether it's just because it's in your head and it's a freezing cold glass bottle.
Any fizzy drink is way nicer out of a glass though.
Yeah.
Oh,
far nicer.
Freezing, especially when it's hot outside as well.
Well, I was going to say we could have Iron Brew in Scotland, but they've changed it.
There's the glass, you can get the OG shit in the glass
but
bottle.
It's called something different, isn't it? It's called like 1887 or something.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to call it Iron Brew.
Yeah. But it's the new one's rotten. Is it not? Ones.
Yeah, I like the. So good. I wasn't a massive fan of Iron Brew when I tried it.
Oh, it's incredible. Oh, it's
yeah.
Oh, see out of a can?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
One of the nicest.
Really?
Oh, it's so. The new flavor's shite.
Right.
But the OG recipe's fucking
that's
great.
The one you want.
You also did. I'm so jealous of this. Did the mothership?
Yeah, you did the mothership, lad. How was that?
I'd love to go. It's just fun. Gig's a gig, boys. You know what I mean? Yeah. Gig's a gig. The most like surreal, wild thing, like walking up to it when I could start to see the sign of the club.
Yeah.
Like my legs are like shaking a bit.
Really?
Because here's the way it came about. We had an extra sort of day in Austin, more than we thought.
Mm.
Because of the time zones and looking at the flights, I was like, oh, we actually have a night longer. And it was already booked and stuff. But I was like, oh, right. Because I thought we had to go to the airport, but we didn't. We had almost like an extra day. And I had nothing booked. And I was like, oh, I want to do the clubs because there's so many clubs there. But the way Austin is, you kind of like, you got South Congress, which is like no real franchises in it or anything. It's like a big long strip and it's got like shops for like cowboy boots, the hats. It's all very like old school.
Yep.
Even the coffee shops are like, it's all very, like it's very like graffiti and stuff, but it's real cool.
Yeah.
And then downtown's more like the city.
Okay.
And they have this like half mile area with all the like the Vulcan Gas Company, the Mothership, Creek in the Cave, two or three others, can't remember the name, but like it's just this
just a wee comedy hub.
These, yeah.
Yeah.
So I on the morning of our like last full day, I just did some Googling to see like who are people that book this or like who could I get in touch with, the mothership.
Yeah.
And I found a name, sent a DM, just like complete long shot of like, I'm a comedian visiting from Ireland. I'd love to come and do like any sort of spot, but all we wanted to do was go to watch even.
Yeah.
But it sells out. Any show there just sells out. And you've got to, like, the tickets get released at noon or something. You got to get them straight away. I just wanted to be in the building.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the only way I can describe it is, you know, like, back in the day when you're texting a girl and you get a reply.
Yeah.
And you don't even want to, like, open it at first. You're just,
just want to live in that moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I couldn't open the message. And it was like,
it was just like Joe Rogan's gonna kick your confidence.
Yeah. If you ever message me again.
Yeah, don't you fucking speak to me.
So it was like,
no, yes,
it was like two.
You did that thing where you don't ask, you just go.
Yeah, that was really weird the way you did that.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
In my train.
In my train.
Do you want to hit on my vape? It's my train.
Yes, please.
So
sorry, yes.
So the message was basically like, yeah, sounds good. Would you like to do... Sorry, it was the night of my tour show, so it was the night before. It was like, do you want to do tonight and then two spots tomorrow? And,
oh, good message.
So my tour show started at like 8 and I was being offered at 9:30. But it was totally across the city. So I actually had to say for the first one, I was like, have to just say no to that one and take the two tomorrow, because if I had rushed to get there or been late or something.
Yeah, that would have been so bad, yeah.
So I had to basically be like, I'd love to do tomorrow. But I get there and I realised it was I only knew like an hour before. It wasn't straight stand-up. It was gay. It was gay stand-up. Yeah. I had to perform gay.
As a gay man.
Yeah, as a gay man. Yeah. But it was... It's called Bottom of the Barrel. So...
That's the gay show. Yeah. That was, yeah, the night was called, yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a barrel on stage. You have 5 minutes. You pick the audience, and some people from the club have put in suggestions
for topics. Right, yeah.
You can only do material about what you pull out. So, like... it's not like riff it. Like, you know, I love to like have fun with the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not even that, because you can make that kind of go whatever way you want.
Yeah. So you have to come up with actual material.
Your stuff has to be about what you pull out.
Yeah, okay.
And like,
I would love to do that.
What did you pull out?
In the early show, the first thing I pulled out was, was accidental incest.
Okay.
So what I did wrong in the first show was, I was trying to work out ways to tie material I already had into this subject, and I'm trying to waffle this like link to get something.
Did you talk about your dad's dick?
No. I talked about an old... I was trying to come up with, like, to get there somehow.
Yeah.
But there was some I didn't understand, so I like played on that a bit. I was like, we don't have that here. And one of the things was like something about racism, and I was like, oh, we don't have that back home. We don't have that back home. And then there was, but that's made a joke about that. And there was like one was Italian moms. And I was like, who wrote this? And then this like middle-aged lady in an American accent was like, that's me. And I said, are you Italian? She went, half American, half Italian, half Irish. And I was like, that's crazy that you have neither accent. And we started, so I was able to do a little bit about accents.
Yeah.
The first 5 minutes, the early show, I was fine at best. I was very unremarkable. You know what I mean? It was like, but see some of these acts that are going up, they pull out a subject and they're acting like they've been doing this material for years. They're that good at it that what they're just riffing about with this subject sounds like a bit they've been doing.
They've crafted.
It's not like, they just are riffing and it's incredible. Like, it took me to see it once to go, literally just riff on it. Don't try and come up with a bit you already have. And then when in between I went to do Creek and Cave. I did like 5 minutes there and then at a club, and then I went back to do the Late Show. And every comic that I met was 10 out of 10 sound.
Yeah.
The biggest names that were just doing drop-ins that night were coming up, introducing themselves.
Drop some names for us.
Yeah, who was the coolest?
One of the coolest things, like the coolest moments of it was, so we've had Shane Gillis on this podcast, but on Zoom in COVID time, where you could just get people you could normally get.
McCall was interviewing Rob Van Damme.
Yeah. For COVID, so. It was a weird time.
Yeah.
Dave had Chico, you know what I mean? Like, it was weird. No.
Oh, that would have been brilliant.
I totally thought he did.
Yeah, I would believe it.
I'm like, you can only get unrealistic people during COVID. Like, it's the only way I'm getting Chico. So there was this, but we never actually met like in person, and there was just a very cool moment where they hadn't opened the doors to the main venue yet, and we were chatting backstage, and I introduced myself, we're chatting, and he was like, have you been in this club before? I was like, no, this is unreal. And he brought me and Nylan to kind of see the whole club, just like walked us in, showing us around. He's like, if you want to watch a show, you could sit there. And it was just like, absolutely didn't have to do that.
Nice of him to do.
But it meant so much to me. And the guy, Matt McCusker, who he does Shane and Matt Secret podcast with.
Yes.
Just like the nicest. There's no clicks in the scene there. It felt like anyway.
Yeah.
Like everyone that was on, no matter if they were really well known or not known at all, just took the time to come over, say hello.
Yeah.
Because they obviously didn't know us.
Yeah.
So it was like, how are you? And all the kind of Kill Tony regulars. Joe Rogan was there. But I didn't feel it was a natural moment to like introduce myself.
Yeah, just laughed it.
Yeah, I was just happy to be there.
Yeah.
But it was just then the Late Show, because I'd done it earlier. I was like, I know how I'd play that different, and I had so much fun at the Late Show. It felt like the first subject I brought out was it just said on the thing, are circumcisions gay? So I immediately am able to riff naturally on that and then bring in a little bit of the material I have about being circumcised, but it wasn't crowbarred in it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, it was
natural.
Worked, yeah.
And then I felt confident because I was getting the good laughs. And then, so whatever I brought out, I was like, I can do something with this.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
I'd love to do a show like that.
Yeah, that's
not even necessarily
man.
There. Just that
we could do something
spot.
Like that. I think it would be fun.
I think that would be fun. I think a lot of people would want to do that too.
But then at the end of the night, because it had been like a dream that at the end of the night, some of those bigger acts were like, "Oh, do you guys want to have a beer or come in and have it?" It had been. I don't know if this will make sense. It had been so good the night that I just wanted to go.
Yeah, it makes
you wanted
sense.
To leave on the high note.
Leave all. That's always what I feel about like nights out or parties or anything. I was like, I don't want this. I couldn't be having any better of a time. Plus, I obviously don't really like drink. I don't really drink very often.
Yeah,
but I was just like, I'd rather just go out now.
Yeah, they've seen the best of you.
No, that makes no sense to me.
We would have actually got hammered beyond.
Yeah.
All belief.
Yeah, just in Joe Rogan's ear. Like, why'd you bully Carlos Mencia?
I think he's the best.
Yeah. I like your podcast, but don't like your stand up, to be honest.
Joe, shh. Want me a new scrap?
Yeah.
Does that, but although that's.
I do a podcast, Jimmy, pull that up.
Although that's not what you would have done, do you not understand?
I actually totally understand what you were doing, yeah.
I do that nights out.
I don't.
You see, when a night out feels like it's cooking, I'm away. I hate being there for the bit where it's like...
No, like, you're right. Why would you leave when it's great?
Because
then do you
great.
Not feel, fuck, what am I missing?
No.
No, I don't get that.
No, I get what you're saying.
Do you know why?
Yeah.
Also why I want
Although
to
I definitely would have had at least a couple of beers, but I get what you're saying.
I'll tell you another nerdy reason why. I didn't know if they had like a merch store as you walk in and out.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get some stuff and I didn't want that to be closed. So I got a mug and a t-shirt.
Nice.
Hey man, you're welcome.
I don't care anymore.
Beer, some of the biggest comics in the world. No, I don't
there
know if
they're
still
mug
selling
out of
mugs.
Yeah, you lost
you
me.
You talking to Joe Rogan be like, do you want to come on the podcast? Like, I just want a wee cup.
Do you sell t-shirts?
Matt, I text my dad. I text very few people to tell them I was doing it.
Yeah.
Like on the day, and I text my dad about it, and then the next
also,
day,
also worst guy to text. About
oh, that. The next day he's asked me about it, and I was like, oh, I did two shows, and it was I went couldn't have a better time, surreal moment, and all this, and he's like, when's it out? And I went, when? What do you? No, it doesn't get. My dad thought I was going on Joe Rogan's podcast twice in one day. I'm like, I did two shows. My dad's like, brilliant. Were they both good? He thought I was just showing up on JRE like to do back-to-back episodes. Like not just be on an episode, back-to-back.
Yeah.
I was like, you've totally misunderstood. But it was, do you know what the bit, and I don't want to go too like into the reads of it in case people just, you know, like we want to talk about stand-up all the time.
Yeah.
See, because that club has been built, purpose-built as a club by him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every aspect of it is perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
It sounds silly. The, like, material of the walls. It's this, like, almost like this velvet-type material. The way they've got the roof's really low and all the in that room.
Yeah, yeah,
just every seat is, like, a good view.
Here there's even, like, there's the backstage, and then before you go on, there's a wee separate bit you can sit alone, like, right before you go on.
That's cool.
It's built for
that's
the...
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is there, like, food halls and stuff in it?
No.
No, I thought there was.
There's like a balcony for the acts that you can't really see.
Oh, sick.
So, you know, like sometimes you want to watch a show, you're like, I don't really want to sit in the room with everyone.
Like the Phantom of the Opera while you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was brilliant.
That's yeah, man, that sounds brilliant.
When do you start your tour?
I'm still like, it's very stop and start. So I'm in Liverpool next week. Please come. Tickets are slow. Please come to that. Glasgow and Edinburgh on the 11th and 12th, I think. And they're selling quite well. Newcastle's selling all right too. It's on the 9th.
Are you going to stay in that hotel we stayed in again?
I might.
James, we stayed in.
Oh, the nicest hotel. No,
For our Rochers.
Fuck
for
off.
Rochers,
in the room?
Yeah.
Oh, they're lovely.
Before I even had my bag done. Like still carrying. Oh. Dax and Shane, you eat yours.
Oh, can I say, we were supposed to like leave to go out at a certain time or we were going to do something. And I like wrapped his door because it was like the time we're supposed to go out, but he obviously lost track of time because this room was like, you'd have got lost in the hotel room, right?
Yeah.
And I wrapped his door thinking he was just waiting to go, but he was in the bath.
Unbelievable.
See, if you listen to Willie, like, all panicked, get out of a bath.
Yeah.
Man, it's like,
someone just threw a raccoon.
It was one of the funniest
water.
Things I've
ever
heard.
You ever seen a seal trying to escape a polar bear? Sounds like. Like, you just hear splashing, you're going, you alright, mate? And I come out with a towel and be like, I'm alright.
You just hear like all this, like, it sounded like you're being attacked. And it was like when Leonardo DiCaprio fights that bear in The Revenant, right? Yeah. It was like, it was just splashing around, all sorts of business. And
so it's because I was reading No Country for Old Men as well. I was getting to the point, Sugar's looking for him in the hotel room. And then I just heard it out. Right. I was like, fuck, he's got
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just, yeah, it was funny to just hear you rush out of a bath. Came out with a wee towel right around him up here.
Oh, up to here, yeah, all the nips and everything. Oh, that's respectful.
James, what gigs have you done recently? Where have you been?
We did Ulster Hall with Willie. Did Grand Opera House for you. A lot of big gigs. Having a fucking good time.
And we're
going to
do more this week.
Oh, fuck yeah. Is that this week?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, dude. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Very good.
All over that.
Where is it you're doing in Edinburgh and Glasgow?
We're doing Queen's Hall in Edinburgh and the Glee in Glasgow.
Oh, how big is Queen's Hall?
Something like 880.
Oh,
now, I should have done. Now, on some of this tour, I've really fucked up either booking too big of a venue or too small of a venue. And Glasgow is one where I booked way too small of a venue.
I was going to say, same when you told me where you were doing, I was like,
you don't know till you do it.
What's the.
There's some place in America where I booked way too big.
Really? Yeah.
Way too big.
In a 20 seater, be like, way overshot this.
Way too big. Yeah. Well, see, kind of like as well. Like, say the Comedy Store in LA sold out.
Yeah.
It was a Friday night in the Comedy Store. Most of the people there were just wanted to go to the Comedy Store, if you get me.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but I did, in San Diego, the room holds like 70.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 24 in. It's one of the most fun shows I've ever done in my life.
Did they all sit together or was it like...
The way they like run the shows, the staff and all just know what they're doing.
They
like,
get them up there.
They got everyone close together. I got to like know the crowd and then go into the material. Perfect. And it was just brilliant. Yeah, like, lovely. So brilliant.
Oh, man.
What do you guys think happens after you die?
It's a good question.
That was deep.
It's a good question. I believe in reincarnation.
Yeah, do you know what? I think I believe that too.
With no evidence and I don't want to be convinced of it. It's
acid,
a nice thought.
Acid told me that. When I did acid, that's what.
Oh,
I
thought you had a mate.
My mate, acid. Yeah. That's what I call my cock.
That's what I would want to call myself when I was younger.
Yes, acid. Yeah.
When did you do acid?
First year of university in the Holy Land, so not the best environment.
It's like ayahuasca in Joshua Tree.
Yeah, yeah.
Acid in the Holy Land.
Holy Lands. Pretty much the same thing.
What was that like as an experience?
It was fantastic. Like, it was good, yeah, but I that's what it told me, the reincarnation thing, right? So I was tripping balls. I could see Earth, and I was floating above Earth, and I was like...
Can you remember what that like felt like?
Yeah, you feel totally sober, but you're tripping balls. And I felt like, oh, we planned to go to Earth, and we die, and then we jump back in.
How long did it last, the whole experience?
Like 12 hours.
Yeah, it's long.
You would have the worst time.
You'd be the worst guy to give acid to. Yeah. You need to be able to tell your mind.
By the way, is there gluten in acid? You need to be able to tell your mind what?
This sounds like the most tripped out thing ever. You'll know what I mean. You need to be able to tell your brain, this isn't real, and I'm just
seeing. Yeah, you have
this.
To be comfortable with that.
You have to be able to go, this is just what my mind has to go through to experience this. Because if you start freaking out, you can't get out of it. You're just gonna have
you're
a terrible
in a 12-hour psycho fucking meltdown.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna do it.
No.
You didn't like the description. Didn't sound good.
You're the worst salesman ever.
You don't do shots. I'm not giving you acid.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you've turned down a baby Guinness.
That's true.
You won't get tipsy. I'm not gonna take you to the inner regions of your soul.
But how did you know my arsehole? How did you know about the reincarnation thing? As in.
It was kind of just, it started, like, it was like a thought in your head, do you know what I mean? So that's what it kind of feels like. It's just like, it comes into your head as if you knew it.
Yes.
You're like, it's a thought that pops in your head, but it feels like you've known it the whole time. It's very weird, lad.
I didn't watch a load of X Factor auditions.
We did that once too, yeah.
There's a video online, it's like X Factor auditions if you're tripping, and just the effects are really wavy. But it's just those two guys being like, come on, move your body. But like their heads are floating.
I was
the
other guy in that. You know, like the chorus singer?
Yeah.
That was him.
That was me and Butler on stage. He's being like, ah, stop and stare at you. And I'm like, yeah, come on.
I like the reincarnation thing. I struggle to think to believe it's any. I'd be more like, yeah, but not even in a, what would you say, like a negative or a morbid. I'm okay with it.
Kind of like before you were born.
Yep.
It's just like that.
Yep.
You're not aware.
But that scares me.
But you'll not be aware even though that's happening.
But that's why it scares me. Because I'm like, I was not aware of my consciousness, but I'm now aware of it. What will happen when I'm not aware of my consciousness again?
But you won't be aware of it.
But then I think forever, and forever is incomprehensible. And that's what freaks me out. But also, sometimes I want to die after just like a big meal and then go to sleep. That's how I want to go. Did you ever eat too much and go, I need to lie down? Imagine you do that.
Sleep. I didn't know you meant that's the way you wanted that. I thought you meant sometimes you have a big feed on a Sunday, so you're like, I'd love to be dead.
Yeah. I actually thought that's what you meant as well. Yeah. They sent you over the edge.
Hey, sometimes I do.
Loosen your belt. Yeah. You know, that would be better.
Sometimes I do when I've got like 3 cheeseburgers from McDonald's in a row and I was like, and I've eaten them in the car.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad moment. I'm like, kill me. Yeah.
By the way, my car is 2 minutes away from my house, or McDonald's is 2 minutes away from my house.
You're still driving.
And I've eaten a full McDonald's and nothing.
Reincarnation seems really cool because I love the idea of like a circle of life anyway.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
So I love the reincarnation thing, but you'd be so mugged if you came back as like
a fucking
dung beetle.
A beaver.
Not beaver, be cool.
You look like a wee beaver.
Thanks, man. Cheers, Robert.
Do you remember the Angry Beavers, that cartoon show?
Yeah.
You could play, like a live action,
beaver. Fuck
the
off.
Brown haired one, yeah.
I have nice teeth, honey. I look like a beaver.
Do you know what I like to come back as a wild horse?
I can imagine you as a really, like, well kept horse, but still in the wild somehow. Yep. Like, yeah.
No, you wouldn't be able to be a wild horse. You wouldn't be. You'd be a wee like dressage pony.
Yeah, you'd be like stepping on stuff and like.
And like people, like kids are like, come see the pony, and you're like yeah. you don't even interact. Yeah.
My
that's
tree.
What you would be. What would you be?
What would I? What animal do I?
Are we Tasmanian devil?
Oh fuck yeah! Okay, yeah. I got
something that dwells in trees.
What a bird!
Dwells in trees. Damn, lad.
We koala.
Do you know what? I like being a wee.
I can see you being a little koala. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I was cutting down your trees. You're like, fucking useless.
I was freaked out by a koala in Australia. I was the big man wanting to meet one, and then when I met it, I couldn't touch it because they were trying to get me to touch his bum.
They were trying to get you to touch
the koala was?
When they're like, just get my wee touch it.
Bit low, am I?
Koala was throwing
it
back.
Bum out.
Making a clap.
Yeah, koalas are full of chlamydia too, and he was like,
don't be gay, mate. He said, the man that worked there was like, you can like put a wee hand on his back for a photo. In some states in Australia, you're allowed to like fully hold one. But
like a wee
mate.
That would be so mean if I worked in a zoo. I'd be like, touch, it's ours. Yeah. Not that wee furry arse there. Like, you're doing
them like,
and then someone does it, I'm like, fucking weirdo, fucking he touches ours.
But I got scared touching it. I wouldn't touch it. Like.
No? In case you got chlamydia from it?
If you look at me in the photo, I don't know how many angles we had of it, but I pretended to like put my hand in its back, but I didn't touch it.
Yeah, you're like Keanu Reeves and all the pictures. Like, do you ever see him? Yeah, like anytime he's a picture with a woman, he hovers. Oh,
boys, I watched John Wick for the first time on the plane yesterday.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, let's talk. Have we invited Kieran for lunch?
I don't think he can make it. He had a late night, he says.
Oh, all right.
But
we're gonna go. Okay, but I'll say this. I watched John Wick yesterday on the plane.
Phenomenal.
It was great.
Yeah, man, they're amazing.
I need to watch it.
They're so good.
Fun. See the wee dog?
I know. Sad shit.
Made me so sad.
Would you touch its ours?
No.
The wee dog?
Finger in the bumble?
No.
No?
No.
Imagine that's why John Wick came out. Did you finger my dog?
Will he plug your tour?
We're in Liverpool on the 24th. We're in Edinburgh, Glasgow and Newcastle on the weekend of the 9th to 12th of December. Come to those. Glasgow's about half sold out. Edinburgh's pretty close behind it.
We'll give it a good push this weekend.
Yes, that's what I'm planning to do.
James?
Yep. Terrence Laughs Marfelt. Book tickets November 30th. Headliner Paul Curry. Yes.
That's going to be great.
That will be fun.
Thank you very much, everybody. Dan, are we anything? Stars in Your Eyes is sold out.
Yeah, sold out.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
I'm glad with what I'm going to be now. I'm happy with it.
Give us a clue.
No.
Okay.
I'll say this, I feel everyone's taking it way too seriously.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, they're all taking it way too seriously.
But people are talking to me like, I might just do a ballad just to, you know, win the crowd over. I'm like, fuck up. Yeah. Not, unless you're Kieran or Keezy, that's not
happening. Butler won't be taking it seriously.
Not at all, no.
I'm going to be in the wings. I'm going to kick his cunt.
Thank you.
Like Zidane.
Thank you to everybody for Zidane's Cathedral. Thank you to everybody for watching and listening. I appreciate it. Safe travels. Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea With Me Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.